Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I've been the host of this show since 2008, and I'm the author of several books, including my Amazon number one new release, Debt-Free Blueprint: How to Get Out of Debt and Build a Financial Life You Love. It's available now as an ebook or paperback, and the audiobook version will be on sale by January 1. Every year, more people become victims of identity theft, which can cost a lot of money and time to resolve. A study I was looking at recently by Javelin Strategy and Research found that 16.7 million Americans were victims in 2017. That's an 8% increase from 2016, and it's a record high. If you've been the victim of identity theft or you hear these statistics and you worry about it, I want you to know that there are some ways to fight back. The nationwide credit reporting agencies, that's Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, those are the big three, they give consumers several options for restricting access to their credit data, and that can help. So if you want to learn more about some easy ways to protect your finances, this show is for you. I'm going to cover 8 tips that you need to know before getting a credit freeze, a credit lock, or a fraud alert. Plus, you're going to learn the warning signs of identity theft so you can act quickly to block fraudsters from wreaking havoc in your financial life. And stay tuned at the end of the show for tips from our friends at thepennyhoarder.com on how to save money on insurance. This is podcast number 573, called 8 Tips for Getting a Credit Freeze, Lock, or Alert to Prevent ID Theft. Before we cover all of the 8 credit tips that I'm going to go over, I want to give you a quick review of what identity theft is exactly and why thieves are after your personal data in the first place. So here are the most common types of identity crime that occurred in 2017. Credit card fraud is the most common type of theft, and I would bet most of you listening have experienced this. It happens when a criminal uses stolen credit card information to make fraudulent purchases. This has probably happened to me at least 5 or 6 times. Somehow, somebody gets my credit card information. They try to buy something online. What happens is either I see the fraud and I report it, and then the credit card company will send me a new card with a new number, or the credit card company will contact me and say, hey, somebody's trying to use your number from some strange location. Is this you? And then you say, no. So there are a lot of safeguards that the credit card companies have in place. So this is certainly an inconvenience and a hassle, but it's not the end of the world when it happens. Imposter scams are when a criminal pretends to be someone you know, either on email, social media, or by telephone, in order to get you to tell them something personal, get your identifying information so they can use it against you. And this is becoming more of a problem. There's male identity theft. This has been around a long time, and it happens when someone either steals your mail, like right out of your mailbox, or they change your mailing address in an attempt to get your sensitive information. So they reroute your mail from your address to their address so that they can see what's happening with all of your accounts. Medical identity theft is growing. This happens when someone steals your insurance information or your personal information to obtain medical goods and services. Mortgage fraud or loan fraud occurs when parties involved in a loan, such as a borrower, a mortgage broker, or even a real estate appraiser, give fraudulent information in order to get approved. There's synthetic identity theft. This occurs when a criminal uses a combination of real and made-up information to create a fake identity and apply for new credit or utility accounts in your name and then, of course, never pay the bills. There's tax identity theft. This is when a criminal submits a bogus tax return in your name before you do in order to get a tax refund or government benefits. And there are W-2 scams. These occur when a human resources administrator gets tricked into revealing sensitive payroll data. The bottom line is that criminals only need a few data points, such as your name, address, social security number, or credit card number, to steal from you. Once they have your identifying information, they could empty your bank account, rack up charges on your credit cards, get a cell phone in your name, or even pretend to be you if they get arrested. Believe it or not, that has happened. So to prevent all of this horrible stuff from happening, I'm going to go through 8 tips that you can use to shore up your personal security. Number 1, placing a credit freeze is now free. While there's no foolproof method to stay safe from identity theft completely, freezing your credit is the most effective way to prevent criminals from opening new credit accounts in your name. A credit freeze, it's also known as a security freeze. This prevents a credit agency from releasing your information to anyone without your consent. Now, there are some exceptions, and I'll cover those in just a moment. So they can't release this information until you unfreeze your file using a personal identification number that you're given. A credit freeze protects you because lenders insist on reviewing your credit before approving you. So if no one can access your credit, that shuts down bogus requests from thieves and cyber criminals. While freezing and unfreezing your credit used to come with fees in many states, it's now free due to the Economic Growth, Regulatory Relief, and Consumer Protection Act. It's a federal law that went into effect on September 21st, 2018. The credit reporting agencies must also make it convenient for consumers to request and lift freezes online. Number 2. Freezing your credit never hurts your scores. Freezing your credit doesn't affect your existing credit accounts or your credit scores in any way. So don't let that be a concern if you do feel like you want to freeze your credit. The freeze just makes it more difficult for an identity thief to open new accounts in your name. Also note that if you have children under the age of 16 or you have other dependents who have credit files, you can also place free freezes on their behalf. Number 3, you need 3 freezes for full protection. So to be fully protected, you must place a freeze on your credit report at each of the 3 nationwide agencies. And again, those are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. And I'll include links to these in the notes for the show in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Those links will take you directly to the credit freeze information at those credit bureaus. While a freeze can prevent a thief from opening a new account in your name, you need to know that it cannot prevent fraud on your existing accounts. For example, as I mentioned, a criminal could use your credit card number to make charges or your health insurance information to get medical goods or services. So you still need to stay vigilant for any warning signs of identity theft, even if you do place a freeze. Number 4, frozen credit reports can still be accessed. One downside to a credit freeze is that certain companies can still access your credit reports. And these include the creditors that you already have a relationship with. It includes cell phone and utility companies, credit monitoring services, potential employers or landlords that you authorize to do a credit check on you, government agencies that are following a court order, debt collection agencies, and companies that pre-screen for credit and insurance offers using a soft credit inquiry. And those are the types of inquiries that do not affect your credit scores. However, if you don't want to receive any unsolicited pre-screen offers, you can opt out. It's really easy to do. You just go to optoutprescreen.com. Again, that's optoutprescreen.com, or you can call them at 1-888-5-OPT-OUT. Number five, thawing out your credit may take time. Once a credit freeze is in place, remember that you won't be able to get any type of product or service that requires a legitimate review of your credit, such as a loan, insurance, or professional licenses, without unfreezing your credit ahead of time. To thaw out your credit, you'll also need to visit each of the credit agency websites and have each of your PIN numbers handy, which is a bit of a hassle. Lifting a freeze online shouldn't take more than an hour or two. But if you lose your PINs or the credit agencies can't verify your identity based on the information you provide, unfreezing your file can take much longer. The credit agencies may require you to mail in supporting documentation, such as a copy of your driver's license or utility bills, before they can verify your identity and make changes to your credit files.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
All right, back to our tips on staying safe from identity theft. Number six, credit locks are more convenient than freezes. Like a credit freeze, a credit lock doesn't hurt your credit. What it does is the same thing. It restricts access to your credit file so no one, including you, can open a new credit account before you unlock your credit files. You'll also need to place locks with each of the three credit reporting agencies for full protection. But A lock is different than a freeze because you don't need pins to unlock your credit file, so it's actually much more convenient. You can even create a lock or unlock using a smartphone app. Plus, there typically is no waiting period for a lock or an unlock to take effect. Number 7. Credit locks typically come with a fee. So the downside of having a credit lock is that it generally comes with a monthly fee. Plus, your credit files can still be accessed for the same reasons as a freeze, which I previously mentioned. Credit agencies charge about $20 a month to maintain your lock service, which may include some other services like daily alerts, dark web monitoring, and even free credit reports. However, Equifax has been offering a free credit lock in the wake of its massive data breach that occurred in 2017. The price and rules for locks can change over time because they're products created by credit agencies. That's different than the rules for a credit freeze, which have been established by federal law and are free. Number 8. Fraud alerts now last for a year. If you don't want the cost of a credit lock or the hassle of a credit freeze, there is a third protection option that will not harm your credit, and it's called a fraud alert. An alert tells creditors that they need to take an extra step to verify your identity before approving you for a new credit account. Alerts used to expire after 90 days unless you renewed them, but the new law extends credit alerts for 1 year. And if you've been an identity theft victim in the past, you can extend an alert for 7 years. In addition to being free, another benefit of a fraud alert is that you only need to contact one credit agency because they then notify the other two agencies on your behalf so that alerts can also be placed on those credit files. Plus, the agencies remove your name from their pre-screened offers lists. That means you'll stop receiving pre-approved offers from lenders, credit cards, and insurance companies while a fraud alert is active. The downside to placing a fraud alert is that it slows down the application process when you do need credit. However, if your personal information has been breached or if you just really want to be careful, having this delay is well worth the inconvenience, in my opinion. So, you may be wondering which type of credit protection is best for you. Well, it really depends on your finances. If you know or you suspect that you have been the victim of identity theft, I would recommend taking the most defensive approach and freezing your credit. But for most people, your best defense against identity theft is pretty simple. It's either going to be a fraud alert or just carefully monitoring your credit reports and your account statements for any unauthorized activity. Here are some of the warning signs that you want to watch out for. New accounts on your credit report that are not yours. That is a dangerous sign that somebody has stolen your identity, so you need to act quickly on that. Bank account withdrawals that you don't recognize. Bills received at your address with someone else's name or missing your mail. Hard inquiries on your credit report from companies that you don't recognize. Notification from a business saying that you could be a data breach victim. Calls from debt collectors about past due amounts that are not yours. Medical bills for services that you didn't use, or a claim rejection from a health insurance provider, or notification that more than one tax return was filed in your name. These aren't all of the possible alerts that your identity has been jeopardized, but probably some of the most common ones. As I mentioned, a credit freeze or a credit lock can prevent someone from opening up a new credit account in your name, such as a credit card or a car loan, but they can't prevent someone from using your identity for something unrelated to credit. For instance, it will not keep a determined criminal from filing a bogus tax return, getting a driver's license, or making a false medical insurance claim in your name. Those transactions have nothing to do with your credit report. As I mentioned, someone could steal your physical credit card or debit card or just your card number and make unauthorized purchases. It happens all the time. No freeze, lock, or alert would tell you if this occurred because individual purchases don't impact your credit report. So the bottom line is that these services that credit agencies provide are one barrier to prevent identity theft, but it's really up to you to check your credit card and your bank statements and to watch for fraudulent activity. Fortunately, your liability for misuse on a credit card is very small. However, damage from debit card fraud could be huge depending on when you report it. So to keep your finances safe, protect your confidential information, pay attention to signs of fraud, and act on any red flags as quickly as possible. Okay, here's a quick review on the tips for getting a credit freeze, lock, or alert. Number one, placing a credit freeze is now free. Number two, freezing your credit never hurts your scores. Number three, you need three freezes for full protection. You've got to go to all three of the agencies. Number four, frozen credit reports can still be accessed. Number five, thawing your credit may take time. Number six, credit locks are more convenient than freezes. Number seven, credit locks typically come with a fee. And number eight, fraud alerts now last longer. If you have a question or a future show idea, I would love you to contact me. Just visit my contact page at lauradadams.com. While you're there, you can get four free chapters from my new book, Debt-Free Blueprint. I'm also offering a holiday discount of 50% off my best-selling online classes. You get lifetime access, so you can learn anytime at your own pace. I hope to see you in class. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg with editorial support from Joe Muscolino. If you've been enjoying the podcast, please show your support by rating and reviewing us on iTunes. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes available at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life.
Let's be real about insurance. No one wants to watch hundreds of dollars leave their wallet every month, but when an unexpected medical bill pops up, you'll be grateful for the peace of mind insurance brings. I'm Lisa Rowan, personal finance expert at The Penny Hoarder, here today to share ways to find affordable insurance. You probably know that buying insurance can be confusing and overwhelming. So here's the deal. If you're looking for a way to save on car insurance, look no further. Automotive experts gave us the following tips. Have fewer accidents, get fewer traffic tickets, and boost your credit score. Okay, so maybe that's easier said than done. Here are a few more tips from the experts. Buy a used car, participate in your insurer's safe driving program, or shop around for better rates. One easy way is our partner, The Zebra, a car insurance search engine that compares your options from more than 200 providers in less than 60 seconds. In fact, one of our readers over on The Penny Hoarder used Zebra to save $360 this year on car insurance. Now, health insurance can be even more complicated. If you're buying insurance for yourself, start with the federal health insurance marketplace to see whether you qualify for any discounts or assistance. Finding affordable healthcare coverage is a huge challenge for freelancers. For free online help, there's a healthcare concierge service called Joni. It helps people find and compare plans, seek out doctors, and navigate complicated medical bills. For more money-saving strategies, visit thepennyhoarder.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically, it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday. So subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.